You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Josh McCown talking about Johnny Manziel after the first OTA practice. Said, man, he can really spin it. Saying that Manziel's got a good arm. We know he's got a good arm.
He does.
Can you read the D's? Can he make the right reads? Can he deliver the football accurately and on time from the pocket? That's what we need to find out here in his second season in the National Football League, and hopefully we will. 216-578-0850. Nathan Zgur, Matt Wilhelm here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to go to the phones in just a moment, still to come after further review. And, of course, we have got Mike Pettine's presser from after practice today. Let's go to Keith in Lakewood now, who's got the Browns, talking about the Browns' run game. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I understand that Coach Pettine and John DeFilippo, the offensive coordinator, are trying to install a run-heavy type offense. But my concern is, what is going to be the ratio of run to pass? Because if it's something like 60-40 or 70-30, the opposition is going to put like 9 in the box and dare the Browns to throw the ball. It has to be a little more balanced than that. What do you guys think would be the ratio of run to pass as far as the Browns offense is concerned?
The most run-heavy team in the league, if I'm not mistaken, is maybe at like 51-52% run. That would be like the most run-heavy team in the league.
I think we may be a little bit, just with the template that we've created, to be more 55-45.
Run?
Early.
So you think we could be the number one run offense
in the NFL? Yeah, I think we'd be number one run offense in the NFL, and I think that this will consistently be a process, meaning we'll be 55-45 maybe the first quarter of the season, and then, you know, that will slowly reduce as the starter, whether it be Johnny Manziel, Josh McCown, builds confidence as we see what Bo and Hartline and Hausler and Barnage and Dre and Hawkins and what that really looks like once it's out there, you know. And it might be more of that, like you said, that true 50-50. That's the goal of every coach, and that's the one thing for us as a defense. As we prepare for a team, they get, you know, we get paper and back in my day, it used to be paper. Now it's tablet, is just like handouts every day with analytics, with numbers, tendencies. You know, with tendencies and everything you can do. And for me personally, if nothing was, I'm talking personnel down, everything that I just talked about, personnel down in distance, spot on the field, you know, after an interception, you know, the first play, what do they do? All those scenarios. And I wouldn't pay attention to anything that was close to 50-50. It's a wash.
You just got to take that for granted.
I'd say anything over 60% or more was a true tendency in my eyes, and something that I took a highlighter to, something of note.
Interesting. So if a team's running at 55% of the time, yes, the Browns are going to run the football. I don't think they're going to run it that much. I think it's going to be about 50-50.
Yeah. And it has to be in today's NFL.
Yeah, you got to be able to throw the football. And the Browns have upgraded their receiving core. I know they didn't get the young receiver in the draft that so many people wanted, but they have upgraded their receiving core with Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, who made some nice plays in OTAs today. 216-578-0850. Nathan Zgur, Matt Wilhelm here, of course, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this was the first practice. The team will practice again tomorrow, Wednesday. They are off Thursday, back at work on Friday. When Paul Kruger was talking about getting his legs under him, how important is that this time of the year, getting back in actual shape? And then how hard is it to go from that, because you have this, then you have minicamp, and then you basically get 2 months off before training camp?
Yeah, you're right, and it's tough. And that's why, what I talked about early in the first segment, just with guys, you could that was my point. You could tell it was the first day. And this is the most these guys have had to do football-wise, and the most physical, and the rate and the speed, both mentally and physically, that the coaches have asked them to process and or perform. So all that will be fine-tuned. I referenced Thursday, not knowing they had the day off. I mean, I did know, but a quick reference, I said Thursday. But by Friday, it should be a well-oiled machine. Let's just hope, you know, the mentality of this football team is, let's get through Friday and get to the weekend, meaning they have 1 foot in the parking lot. If this team really wants to work, it's going to be a fine-tuned, well-oiled machine. The tempo, the execution will be significantly better in just a matter of 3 days, from today to Friday. But it's huge. It really is. Just like to the common fan, for you and I, if we hadn't played basketball in forever, or and we go out and play a pickup game of basketball for a few hours, it's going to take you two or three games to get your legs below you, to get that explosion, to get all those muscles working that you really haven't exercised. Even though these guys have been training, strength and conditioning, nothing, as we see in season when a guy has been injured, to come back can replicate what you're asked to do in a game.
That's what they're going to do out there. Get ready for that. And you said game speed, totally different thing than practice speed. What was your impression of the way Mike Pettine runs a practice compared to some of the practices you had been in the past?
He let his coaches coach. And every coach that I've been with, Norv Turner was, in the offensive huddle every single time, wanting to communicate with his quarterbacks and wanted to hear him call that play. Then he'd step back. And it was actually funny, but I'll get back to you. And like watching him go through his reads, his head would like every single play, his head was like a typewriter, just going through the reads that he coached, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, whoever it was, to play in his offense, just that bobbing head to go through his reads and still have that quarterback mentality. But Mike Pettine was hands off, strolling up and down the sidelines, paying attention to both fields, talking to a player here or there, communicating with the coach, but letting his coach coach. And a lot of that has to do with everything that he said to us. He talked about the trust and getting his guy in John DeFilippo and him being that fly on the wall, sitting in those installation meetings of John DeFilippo, just absorbing and letting him have it be his offense. And as we heard also, by week five of last year, it was all on Jim O'Neill. This is your offense, bud. Go do your thing. And that's just goes to show the type of confidence and trust that Mike Pettine has in his two guys.
And he does. Jim O'Neill, his guy, groomed. All right, we're going to take a break because we've got a lot to get to. We got to get after further review, plus Mike Pettine's presser from after practice. So let's go to take our break now. We come back with a little after further review.